Not here this evening to celebrate the legacy of an illustrious son of this land, a renowned scholar, a noble Ghanaian, a devoted patriot, one who distinguished himself during his time as leader of the opposition in the immediate years of independence and as Prime Minister of the Progress Party government of the Second Republic from the 1st of October 1969 to that fateful day of 13th January 1972. As the eldest child of my father, Edward Akufo-Addo, then President of the Second Republic, I had the privilege to witness at first hand, like our chairperson, His Excellency President John Ajikum Kufo, then Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, his excellent leadership skills, his vision for the development of our country, and the sacrifices he made towards the creation of the free democratic Ghana in which we live. Today, as we celebrate his legacy, we commemorate the state ideologies who were dominant on the continent and appear to be more appealing and relevant to developing economies. Indeed, the first president of the Republic of Tanzania, the celebrated Julius Nyerere, once described democracy as a luxury that only Western countries could afford. In his book, The Challenge of Africa, written in 1962 at the height of the Cold War, Dr. Buzia demonstrated a profound understanding of the problems confronting Africa and the solutions most likely to yield lasting results. He argued against the post-colonial myth, propounded with convenient ease by Africa's first generation of leaders, that multi-party democracy was allegedly a luxurious Western concept alien to African society. He said, and I quote, "The principles of democracy, freedom of speech, including the right to criticize and to make propaganda against the government, freedom of assembly and association, including the freedom to organize opposition parties and to propose alternative governments, freedom of the people to choose their governments at general elections and to change them peacefully, freedom of religion, freedom from arbitrary arrest and imprisonment without trial, the rule of law, guarantees for human rights and civil liberties. All these principles of parliamentary government are universal. They can be adopted and applied by any nation that chooses to do so. They can be institutionalized in any culture," unquote. Dr. Buzia was unequivocal that democracy cannot endure if the leaders and the people are not committed to it, if they do not understand it, or if they are not sincere to its principles. He believed that democracy could and must work in this country, and it's for this reason that patriots such as himself, Joseph Boakye Dankwa, Emmanuel Obetcha Bilanti, Edward Akufo-Addo, William Oforiatta, S.D. Dommo, B.K. Adama, Balfour Sayakutu, Victor Owusu, R.R. Amponsan, Joe Appiah, Osei Bedu, Ohinibakwa Richardson, S.G. Anto, Modesto Apalu, Ashini Kwe, Ato Okan, and the others risked their lives to fight against the asphyxiation of our freedom and the incapacity of our parliamentary system to defend it. That is why on 10th December 1957, Dr. Buzia observed, and I quote, "Our problem is one of nation building, and you do not do it by repressive legislation, but by education and the growth of cooperation and by leaving parties and policies to the choice of the people," unquote. Dr. Buzia believed that democracy is consolidated When a majority of the people believe that democracy is the best form of government, or in Churchill's words, democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others. He worked through the Center for Civic Education to popularize the notion of democratic citizenship, to induce the citizenry to invest in nation building, to believe in the rule of law and the propriety of acting properly in the national interest, to combat corruption and lawlessness, and to manifest pride in nationhood. Whilst his opponents, especially those who held the reins of power in the First Republic, were fearful of individual freedom as potentially an unbridled license for adversity and destruction, Dr. Buzia viewed freedom as a great ally of progress. Dr. Buzia believed strongly in the crucial role that the state can play to enhance the effective freedoms of individuals. As one of the three legendary founders of the Dankwa Domo Buzia political tradition, from which the New Patriotic Party and my government have been born, Dr. Buzia believed that individual freedoms were not just about the space and ability to speak freely, associate and assemble freely, and to vote freely, important as they are, but also about their capacity to stimulate enterprise, creativity, and innovation, and thereby provide the inspiration for rapid economic development. In committing the Progress Party, which he led to a historic victory in 1969, to building a welfare state in Ghana, the Progress Party's mantras were: one, to every Ghanaian, a job; two, to every worker, security; three, to every family, a decent meal and a decent home; four, to every person, equal opportunity and social justice; five, to every individual, the essential freedoms of speech and expression, freedom of movement and association, freedom of conscience, of worship, and to all Ghanaians, progress. Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, this is the measure of the man we are gathered here to celebrate. And I believe today's orator, the Speaker of Parliament, the Right Honourable Aaron Michael Okwei, a known admirer of Dr. Buzia, will do full justice to the legacy of this great man. Dr. Buzia dreamt of a Ghanaian nation at peace, prosperous and generous, a beacon of hope to Africa and the world, a proud African lion, striving into the future with confidence, secure in the knowledge that here on this continent, we are a nation of destiny, an example, not just for our age, but for all ages. Let us be up and doing. Our destiny beckons. May God continue to bless Dr. Kofi Abrefa Buzia and give him a peaceful place of abode. And may God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. Thank you for your attention.